The water was pleasantly warm, and although Sean was sufficiently clean, it was Christmas Day, and he deserved another 10 minutes. He got precious little free time with his regular lists of jolly tasks.
"The Spirit of the Lord is upon me,"
slipped through his lips like a Force 10 gale. Just as he was about to begin verse 2 with an unconscious wiggle of his bottom, there was a shout from downstairs.
"Sean!"
Sean quickly turned off the shower and saved his oratorial reverie for another occasion. Sean quickly dressed in a matching waistcoat and bow tie, which was his eccentric tradition for Christmas Day. Gritting his teeth and with his lips slightly apart and closing one eye, he popped the cork of a Carver bottle. This caused his daughter Olivia to emit a small squeak, while Jane, his long-suffering wife, deftly caught every last drip from the bottle with a handy tea towel. "What a well-oiled machine," thought Sean. Or at least he would have, had he not reminded himself of a scene from the musical Gigi.
"The night they invented champagne!"
was heard to seamlessly blend with Russell Watson singing popular Christmas hits from the stereo in the next room. In Sean's characteristic spontaneity, he decided to preempt lunch with a glass of port, which had been forgotten about in the excitement over the carver. As Sean's impromptu performance continued, a stray leaf of his waistcoat whipped at this glass, until finally the glass gave in to its percussive persuasion.
"It really is amazing how well port can be soaked up by a fine cream carpet," thought Sean, mid-verse, proving to himself his ability to multitask.
In a swift, seemingly rehearsed motion, Jane transferred the dripping bottle of Carver to the splash of port, thus counteracting the dyeing effect, conjured a cloth out of the ether and repaired the stitching on a cushion, and with her left hand pinched Sean subtly but forcefully on his rear end.
"Come on, Shawnee," Jane whispered into her husband's ear with tender sufferance.
"Our guests'll be arriving any minute, and there's wine all over the floor," with more than a little irritation in her voice. Sean said slowly and slightly gormlessly, raising his eyes and leaving his mouth open.
"Edward and Haley, Dad?"
Olivia prompted in a gentle way she had perfected since infanthood, which was laced with menace, impatience, and infinite affection. As the cogs fitted together in Sean's head, they brought his mouth to a close with a clunk.
"Oh, right,"
accompanied the event. Undeterred, Sean thought he should show willing and lend a hand in the kitchen. He cast his expert eyes over the oven and hob.
"Is it all cooking nicely?" Sean thought.
"Yes, yes, everything in the oven is lovely and hot. Good, that's what it needs."
Looking briefly at the hob, Sean raised his voice in a mildly concerned way.
Jane, should these potatoes be jumping about so much?"
A fair question, he thought. In fact, he may very well have saved them all from culinary disaster, and on Christmas Day. Well done him. "Well," replied Jane, appearing tea towel in hand, "if you want them to cook and not have mashed potato like concrete, then they have to boil." Not really following this, Sean thought it best to amuse his long-suffering spouse and change the subject.
"Ooh, lovely, lovely, boiled potatoes, lovely,"
Sean rumbled in a bizarre Welsh accent which could easily have offended people from Southeast Asia. Jane issued him with a look she'd practiced for years that meant, "Leave now, you're in my way," and Sean had practiced for years to become immune to.
"Sean, just take those through to the dining room. Just the plates and the ham," she said exasperatedly.
Without intending to, Jane had unleashed another demon.
"The eggs and the ham and the strawberry jam," was attempted,
whilst Sean bounced up and down eagerly, squeezing an imaginary pair of bellows on an imaginary concertina. After taking the plates through, Sean returned to the kitchen, pleased with his newfound helpful streak. Turning his attention to the oven, he thought the duck was looking a bit dark.
"It can't hurt to pop it out and check," thought Sean, pulling the bird from its fiery nest.
Unintentionally, he spilt a little of the hot fat on the floor, and moving around the open oven door, he skidded on it violently across the kitchen floor. This unexpected motion caused the bird to briefly take flight for the first time since its demise. Having recovered from his bout of figure skating, Sean reached out and caught the bird. He would have been very pleased with such an athletic move, had not the words "hot, hot, hot" been causing him some alarm. Letting the roasted cadaver fall and accidentally drop-kicking it under a chair, Sean rushed to the sink to tend to his smarting fingers.
"What's going on in the kitchen?" came the voice of authority.
"Nothing, dear,"
came the immediate and automatic response, as Sean realised the importance of recovering the bird from its final resting place over the skin on his fingers. A few minutes later, Jane entered the kitchen, where everything was gently cooking, just the way she expected. However, Sean had a sheepish grin on his face, which alerted Jane's suspicions. She narrowed her eyes and asked, "What have you been doing?" In a flash, Sean pulled a sprig of mistletoe from behind his back and with a Merry Christmas gave his beautiful wife a kiss.
"Thank you, beauty," she said in his arms, straightening his bow tie, a tear glistening in her eyes. "Now, tell me why a brown cushion is roasting in the oven."